This lesson covers the Rockwell approach, driving a granular burst in Ableton LIV 12 to create warm, take-style grit for drum and bass. I'll walk you through building a repeatable audio effect rack using live stock devices, grain delay, saturator, vinyl distortion, EQ8, compressor or glue, auto filter, utility, and show how to resample the result into one-shot bursts that sit in a mix without muddying the low end. Lesson overview: start with a short transient, a snare, rimshot, hat, synth hit, or a vocal stab. The goal is to turn that short sound into a controlled granular spray, add soft tape-like saturation and subtle mechanical noise, protect the sob region, and expose four handy macros: burst size, drive, tone, and wet. You'll then resample and use the processed burst as a one-shot in a drum and bass arrangement. What you will build: an audio effect rack with two parallel chains, dry and grain burst, grain delay-driven granular spray, shaped by auto filter, saturator, and vinyl distortion, EQ and compression to blue and protect the low end, four mapped macros, burst size, drive, tone, and wet. A quick resampling workflow to turn a burst into a usable single shot. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prepare the source 1. Choose a short transient and duplicate the track CMD/Ctrl+D. Rename the duplicate burst source. 2. Isolate a short region. Cut a 1/16 to 1/8 slice that contains the transient, then consolidate at CMD/Ctrl+J so the clip plays back consistently. B. Create the effect chain on the burst source track 3. Create an audio effect rack. Right click in the device area, right arrow, create audio effect rack. Inside the rack, create two chains. Name the first dry and the second grain burst. Keep some dry level to preserve attack if needed. 4. Insert grain delay on the grain burst chain. Purpose: create the granular spray. Suggested starting controls: delay time L/R very low, roughly 0.30 ms, spray or spread around 40-70%, grain pitch randomness plus or minus 0.3 semitones for tape-like warble, grain rate or equivalent set moderately high to create a burst feel, thick the equivalent of 825 Hz, feedback very low, 0.12% for a single burst, raise slightly for longer tails. The key idea: short delay time plus high spray and small pitch randomness creates a burst of grains rather than an obvious repeating echo. 5. Add auto filter after grain delay. Use a low pass with a gentle slope. Start the frequency around 812 kHz to tame brittle highs and control perceived warmth. 6. Add saturator. Enable soft clipping or an analog clip curve. Drive modest. Start 2-6 dB. Adjust output to match bypassed level. This provides gentle tape-like rounding. 7. Add vinyl distortion. Use it for micro noise, mechanical grit, and subtle flutter. Keep dust slash wear in the 5-20% range and any warp slash scratch controls minimal. Subtlety is important. 8. Insert EQ8 after saturation slash vinyl. High pass below roughly 100-120 Hz to protect your sub. Add a slight dip around 300-600 Hz if the burst creates muddiness. Consider a gentle high frequency shelf cut above 8-10 kHz if the grains are too brittle. 9. Add glue compressor or compressor to glue the burst. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Medium attack, about 10-30 ms, so the transient remains present. Release auto or medium fast. Aim for only a couple dB of gain reduction. 10. Optional, a subtle frequency shifter or chorus for tape-like wow. Very low rate 0.11 Hz and tiny depth to add movement. The effect should be barely perceptible. Movement, not obvious pitch modulation. 11. Finish with utility for stereo and level control. Use width to reduce extreme stereo components. When necessary, 70-90% recommended. Map utility gain to a macro for quick balancing. C. Map macros. Map four macros in the audio effect rack for fast creative control. Burst size, right arrow, map to grain delay spray and slash or grain size or frequency. This controls how dense or long the burst feels. Drive, right arrow, map to saturator drive. Tone, right arrow, map to auto filter frequency and slash or EQ8 Q to control brightness. Wet, right arrow, map to the grain burst chain volume versus the dry chain, or to grain delay wet slash dry so you can blend processed and unprocessed signals. Keep macro ranges musical. Limit min slash max values in map mode so the macros behave predictably. D. Create short bursts and resample. 13. Trigger the consolidated clip as 1/16 or 1/8 bursts. Use clip transposition or follow actions for repeated bursts if you like. 14. Resample once you're happy. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling or route the burst source to a return and record from there. Record a few takes of the burst. Trim, consolidate, and add fades as needed. 15. Final polish on resampled audio. Apply gentle compression to glue the one-shot. Use Redux sparingly for extra lo-fi grit, only if desired. Optionally, add a short plate reverb with a short decay for space, keeping it short for DNB energy. E. Mix integration 16. Insert the resampled burst into your mix. High-pass everything below 120 Hz on the burst to preserve kick and sub clarity. 17. Use sidechain compression with the kick as the triggered if the burst competes with the kick in the low mids. 18. Automate macros across arrangement to create variation. For example, increase drive or burst size on fills and transitions. Common mistakes to avoid: too much grain delay feedback. Long smeared tails will clutter the mix. Keep feedback low for bursts, letting saturation add low frequency distortion. Always high pass the processed burst to protect the sub-region. Overdoing vinyl distortion or redux. Excessive crackle and harshness kill the subtle tape vibe. Full wet granularization without a dry blend. You can lose attack. Heap some dry signal for punch. Excessive stereo width from granular processing. Use utility or mid/side EQ to maintain mono compatibility. Confusing macro mappings. Map intuitively. One macro should represent one primary sonic function. Pro tips: two-stage saturation. A mild saturator before grain delay 1-2 dB drive colors the grains. A stronger saturator after 2-6 dB shapes overall warmth. Create two grain burst chains with different settings and crossfade between them with a macro for instant texture variation. Resample at 24/48 kHz or higher to preserve headroom for later processing. For authentic tape wow, prefer subtle frequency shifter automation over obvious chorus LFOs. Keep burst energy mostly in 200 Hz, 6 kHz for presence without stealing sud energy. Save your audio effect rack as a preset named Rockwell Granular Tape Burst. Mini practice exercise 30-45 minutes materials. A DNB snare sample. Tasks. 1. Duplicate the snare track and consolidate a 1/16 slice. 2. Build the audio effect rack following the steps above. 3. Map burst size, drive, tone, wet macros. 4. Make a two-bar loop that triggers the burst on offbeat and positions. 5. Resample one burst, high pass under 120 Hz, and place the one shot under the main snare on bar 9 to accent a fill. 6. Export a short stem of the burst and compare pre- and post-processing to hear how saturation and grain change presence and warmth. Recap: the Rockwell approach combines short grain processing using grain delay with soft saturation, subtle vinyl texture, careful EQ to protect low end, and tiny modulation to simulate tape movement. Build it as an audio effect rack with mapped macros, resample to one-shots, and integrate with a high pass and sidechain where needed. Small iterative tweaks in context, saving presets, and freezing or bouncing finalized versions will make this a reliable production tool that adds warm, gritty punctuation to fills and transitions without overwhelming your low end. Final checklist: before bouncing one-shots, high-pass filter set around 100-140 Hz. Dry/wet balance keeps enough transient attack, no more than a couple dB of unwanted gain change. Check in mono and in context with kick and bass. Save your rack preset and note the resample rate used. That's the Rockwell chain. Build it, save it, and use small, context-aware adjustments to taste. It's a spice, not the main course.